This is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network.
Hello, this is Venezuela Viewpoint with Jim McElroy and Coral Winter, contacting you from Caracas, and it's the 26th of August, 2006. Well, a number of things have happened this week that we'd like to report on. First of all, last Sunday, a significant development in the health system in Venezuela with the opening of Latin America's largest cardiological children's hospital. Last Sunday, President Hugo Chavez opened it during his program Hello Presidente on television and radio. It's situated in the Montalban area of Caracas, and it's actually going to be a huge boost for the particularly cardiological development of infants and children and adolescents. Something like an estimated 4,500 operations annually are to be done, and they expect to save at least 1,000 lives a year. This is very significant in a country like Venezuela, in Latin America, and in third world countries generally. It's estimated that 8 out of 100,000 babies in Venezuela are born with heart defects, and most of these die by the age of 5. This huge new hospital, the largest in Latin America, is not an isolated development, but it's linked to the Barrio Adentro network of clinics that have been set up under the Chavez revolutionary government over the last few years. And the hospital will be linked through a network of clinics and smaller hospitals to provide one of the specialist care facilities that the whole system is developing. Chavez also put forward the idea of a southern hospital network for the whole of Latin America, where Latin American countries would actually coordinate their hospital systems, and he's put that forward as a proposal for further discussion. So that's another significant development in the social programs of the Chavez government. On Tuesday night, which was the 22nd of August, there was an interesting meeting held in the Teresa Carreño Amphitheatre in Caracas, which was basically the opening shots in the war between the Chavista camp and the right-wing opposition. The mayor of Greater Caracas, Juan Barreto, utilised the opportunity to launch a verbal broadside against two of the right-wing mayors. Caracas has a greater metropolitan mayorship and also individual mayors of individual city areas, and two of them are supporters of the right-wing opposition. Barreto called them golpistas and referred to them as fascists and launched this huge broadside. This has caused a huge furor in the media, but Barreto has stated that that these mayors have been carrying out a program of sabotage of the proposals of the Chavez government and the Chavez-controlled central metropolitan area and the local areas. So this looks like a call to arms, an initial call to arms by the Chavez forces. There's been quite a lot of controversy about it, but it's showing that the war is heating up in the lead-up to the presidential elections on December 3. An interesting rally we attended on Thursday the 24th. Something like 3,000 to 5,000 people rallied on some steps in the city in support of Palestine and Lebanon. This rally is interesting from an Australian point of view in that unlike Australian rallies on this topic and most others, it was co-sponsored by the Latin American Parliament, the National Assembly, and the Ministry of External Relations. So it's not your normal type of rally that you find in Australia, where we find ourselves opposed to those institutions. A number of speakers from those bodies spoke very strongly, and the crowd was really supportive of President Chavez's position on the Middle East. And ambassadors from Syria, Lebanon and Iran, and a representative from Palestine, pointed out that Venezuela was the only country to withdraw its ambassador from Israel as a result of the Lebanon War. And Chavez has now become a hero in the Middle East as well as at home. The US is obviously worried about the role that Venezuela is starting to play in world affairs, and that's why they're campaigning strongly to stop them getting a seat on the UN Security Council at the end of the year. And Chavez, as part of this whole process, is strongly building an anti-imperialist alliance, and the Middle East situation has certainly advanced that cause on a world scale. Finally, very briefly, just referring to an event that occurred today, Saturday the 26th, there was a really enjoyable party to farewell two Cuban sports instructors. The party was sponsored by, at the home of one of the abuelas, which is the grandmothers, these Cuban sports instructors are returning after a two-year stint in Venezuela, returning home. The Club de Abuelas was the organisation. We went on a bus trip to the beach with them, and we met the Cuban sports instructors at that time. There was lots of salsa, comradeship, and a bit of drinking going on, and it really did reflect the heartfelt gratitude felt by the Venezuelan community for the role that the Cubans have played and their support for Cuba and Fidel Castro. So that's it for this week, and we'll be in touch with you next week.
Venezuela Viewpoint is another podcast from the Ratbag Radio Network. That's ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com. ratbagradionetwork.blogspot.com.